our trucks for one thing, and I think we're missing the theory of pay-as-you-go for trucks by not collecting the gas tax on diesel as well as on gasoline.
Let me ask that you meet together with Senator Simmons and go over the figures with him. This bill has a subsequent referral to revenue also, so it will be scrutinized there as well by several of us on this committee.
Well, maybe if we did some more homework first, it would make it easier for revenue to...
Okay. We'll reschedule. Yeah, we will happily reschedule the bill. Okay, does anybody else have any more questions for either of these people? And John, let me ask you about your suggested, what you're suggesting amendments that would restore on page 5 the language from lines 4 to 25 and add additional levels to those two tables, right?
Madam Chair, that's correct, yes. Okay.
I think you need to talk about those figures also when you talk to Senator Simmons. Okay?
Right.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody else who wants to be heard on this bill? Okay, we'll close the hearing on House Bill 2194 and go to a hearing and possible work session on House Bill 2195. Now, I have to warn people that we need to be on the floor at 10 o'clock. I suspect that there's going to be a lot of discussion on House Bill 2199, and I have a feeling we really ought to reschedule that in order to give it the proper attention. So I'm going to suggest that we reschedule a hearing on House Bill 2199 for, I assume it will be sometime next week.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, probably, but check with Carol for sure on that. Okay, Bob, you're just sitting there because you're going to comment on the other bill. And we're now in a hearing and possible work session on House Bill 2195.
Thank you. This bill accomplishes two things. The first is to allow PUC to collect temporary pass fees through highway use tax audit assessments. The second is to allow PUC to collect a $150 fee from carriers who request a hearing in highway use tax assessment cases and then fail to appear for the hearing. At present, if a carrier fails to obtain a temporary pass when traveling through the state, PUC cannot collect the pass fee at a later time through a tax audit. The actual tax, however, is collected. Prior to 1983, it had been PUC policy to include the unpaid temporary pass fee in the audit assessment. But an informal attorney general's opinion held that there is no statutory authority to do so. Highway use tax audits for 1983 indicate that PUC can expect to receive approximately $30,000 in additional annual revenue if this proposal is adopted. PUC believes that carriers who illegally avoid paying highway use taxes should be held accountable not only for the taxes, but also for the temporary pass fees. This legislation would provide the statutory authority for us to do that. The second portion of this measure would assess a $150 fee to petitioners requesting hearings in highway use tax assessment cases who then fail to appear at time of hearing and fail to give us 5 days' notice prior to the hearing. After an audit assessment is made for payment of highway use tax, the carrier can petition the commissioner for reassessment. If the petitioner requests a hearing, PUC has to grant it. PUC incurs considerable expense for such hearings. Preparation of the case is costly and includes the expense of a hearings examiner, an assistant attorney general, an auditor, and occasionally a hearings reporter. Additional costs are incurred when travel is involved. During 1983, there were 16 instances where carriers failed to appear at reassessment hearings without giving prior notice of intent to withdraw. At present, when a carrier protests an application for authority, which is a different type of hearing, that will cause a hearing. And if he fails to appear, by statute, we have the ability to fine him $150. This bill simply proposes that we be able to do that in assessment cases as well as application cases.
Are there questions for Mr. Russell? Does it happen often that somebody fails to appear?
It's becoming more and more frequent. And
this is after they've actually asked for it.
They have, once we file an assessment for highway use tax, they have 30 days in which to appeal. And then we have to set the hearing if they've, in fact, appeal. We have to give them 10 days notice of the hearing. And with our hearings docket, it's frequently 2 to 3 months from the time that they appeal that they actually get a hearing. And in a lot of cases, what's happening is there's no intention of appealing a highway use tax assessment. It's just additional time that they gain before they actually have to pay the tax.
Are there questions?
Madam Chair, if Representative Harper was here, he would ask how you give the notice of the hearing, the 10-day notice.
Madam Chair, Senator Simmons, Representative Harper did ask that. We actually send out a written notice of hearing. By mail. That's correct.
And it takes sometimes 8 days to get from Salem to Helix.
That is correct.
So the petitioner then, if he had illness and for some reason couldn't appear, would be automatically subject to a $150 fine.
Madam Chair, Senator Simmons, that's not the way we do it. If he would call us and tell us that he has a problem, we would be happy to reschedule. Our only concern is the person that forces us to schedule a hearing with absolutely no intention of going through with it. We want to give everyone that truly wants to contest a tax assessment the opportunity to do so. And we will work with them every way we possibly can to provide that opportunity.
Well, actually, though, if it took the 7 days to get the notice to Helix, Representative Harper wouldn't have time within the 5 days to notify you that there would be, according to the law at least, he has to notify you 5 days before the hearing, and his notice comes 3 days before.
Madam Chair, Senator Simmons, that is correct. However, we would take into consideration the fact that he didn't receive it until 3 days prior to the hearing, and we would, in fact, accommodate that situation.
So you would violate the law then? Well, my point is that I think this time frame is a little tight.
Okay.
Is it possible to give more than 10 days notice of the hearing?
Madam Chair, Senator Simmons, we most often give much more than 10 days notice. Frequently, because of our crowded hearings schedule, they will have 6 weeks notice, sometimes 2 months prior to the scheduling of the hearing. We have not had any difficulty with people being notified and not receiving notification of hearing until it was either too late or until there was very little time for them to prepare for the hearing.
Well, shouldn't there be something in here then, unless there is good cause that they pay that $150, or unless they have a reasonable excuse?
Well, I think Section 2 takes care of that, doesn't it? On lines 32 to, like, page 2.
Page 2, line 32.
Does that cover what you...
Well, he may reduce the waiver, reduce the interest and penalties.
The new language in subsection 4 takes care of it because it makes it permissive for the commissioner to require the payment of a charge of $150.
It says
may. He may require.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay. Sure, correct. Gotcha. Which may be imposed. Okay.
Well, I guess I would like assurance that if there is a reasonable cause, you would not require the $150.
Madam Chair, Senator Simmons, that is correct. We would not. We're only attempting to address the person that would
request an assessment, or an assessment hearing frivolously. That's what we're after.
With that in the record, I see.
Yeah, I think that's pretty clearly on the record as to how they're going to handle this.
If you got by Representative Harper, why? We get mail service in Tigard usually within 3 days of from Salem.
I have no one further signed up to testify on this. Is there any more discussion on it? Senator Frye moves House Bill 2195 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Sharon, please call the roll.
Senator Brenham.
Aye.
Senator Simmons.
Aye.
Senator Timms.
Aye.
Senator Frye.
Aye.
And Senator Cease.
Aye. Senator Frye, what's the chance that you're carrying this bill? Thanks. Trying to even up the list here.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone. I don't think there's anything further to come before us, and so we are adjourned. Were you standing there waving at me because you wanted to say something on this bill?
I had one of the oral on the lines of what Senator Simmons was.
Oh, on this other one?
Isn't.